Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As the speed at which we move goods around the planet has increased, so have the problems posed by invasive species. But as Richard Lankow, assistant professor of plant biology at the University of Georgia, explains, some native plants have started evolving to cope with the unwanted invaders.
Invasive species can devastate ecosystems, and it is often assumed that native species will not be able to mount a successful defense. Because native species have no history of coexisting with the invaders during their evolution, they never evolved countermeasures to combat the new species. Garlic mustard, a familiar invasive plant to many in the eastern U.S., provides a classic example of this phenomenon. Garlic mustard produces toxic chemicals that hurt native plants indirectly by killing the beneficial soil fungi that the native plants use to acquire resources. Since these chemicals are new to North America, native plants had no defense against them when garlic mustard first arrived over 100 years ago. In my research, I wanted to determine whether any native plants have started to evolve resistance against this invader over that time. To do this, I compared populations of a common native plant, clearweed, that grew in areas that have yet to be invaded by garlic mustard, and in areas that have been invaded to various degrees. I found that native clearweed plants from an area that had never been invaded were most vulnerable to garlic mustard. However, native clearweed plants collected from areas where garlic mustard was present and producing high amounts of its toxic chemicals were more tolerant of the invader. They achieved this tolerance partly by reducing their dependence on the beneficial soil fungi that the invader kills. Despite our best efforts to remove them, invaders like garlic mustard are probably here to stay. So it is encouraging to find that native plants may be able to evolve to tolerate the invaders and eventually integrate them into their larger ecological community. Future research should consider how to promote this process and minimize the damage done while we wait for this evolution to occur.
That was Richard Lankow of the University of Georgia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it